The Traveler's Journal, October 14th, with a portfolio of long-distance flights. It's been decades since the first Boeing 707 flew from New York to Paris with only one stop for fuel. Even for years after planes were regularly spanning the Atlantic nonstop, they were limited to East Coast departures. Anyone flying from west of the Mississippi still had to make connections in New York or take a flight that refueled in some exotic place like Sondrestrom, Greenland. Fan jets, introduced in the mid-60s, raised commercial aviation's nonstop limits to 5,600 miles. That made direct trips between the West Coast and Europe possible, but flights across the wide Pacific still had to refuel en route. The 747SP changed that in the mid-70s. Subsequent developments have raised the limits. With ranges of nearly 9,000 miles, commercial aircraft can fly almost halfway around the planet without refueling, which, if you think about it, is as far as necessary for anyone to fly. They eliminate many hours and much stress from the journey. At present, at least 20 regularly scheduled flights travel nonstop routes of 6,500 miles or further. The reigning long-distance champion is a route between New York and Johannesburg, which covers just under 8,000 miles. Other long-distance routes include Miami to Cape Town, Los Angeles to Hong Kong, and Frankfurt to Buenos Aires. 15 hours on a plane may seem an eternity, but compared to a flight that makes several stops to refuel, it's a luxury. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.